Chapter 3, A Carnival. It's fun to pretend that our plastic horses are real, said Kendall.
Yes, agreed Willa.
But it was even more fun to see real animals at Mr. Louie's farm. I bet other kids would like to see real animals like we did, said Camille.
Let's go ask Mr. Louie to bring some farm animals here to the garden and invite our friends and families to come and see them.
Oh, that's a great idea, said Willa.
And we could have other fun things to do.
Fun things for our guests to do too. Like games and play and food to eat, said Ashton.
And I'll put on a puppet show, said Emerson, clapping her hands with glee.
It will be a carnival, said Kendall.
A carnival, cheered all the girls. Hooray!
Aunt Miranda said it was fine for the girls to have a carnival. She called Mr. Louie and said he'd be glad to bring a lamb and some chickens to the garden. The girls went right to work to get ready for their carnival.
Willa set up a beanbag toss game.
Camille set up a cotton candy machine. Ashton made a list of things that needed to be done. Kendall built a puppet stage. Emerson made puppets and planned a puppet show. Carrots wanted to be in the puppet show, too. Aunt Miranda came by.
My! She said, you girls are working hard
on your carnival. Good for you. We want everyone to have fun, said Camille.
They're going to love the real animals, said Emerson. They'll think the real animals are wonderful.
They'll love them best of all, just like we do, said Willa.
I'm sure they will, said Aunt Miranda.
Aunt Miranda left for a moment, but soon she was back.
Good news, she said,
with a big, bright smile. I called Mr. Louie again. I told him how excited you are about having real animals at your carnival. And he said that as a special treat, he's going to bring a horse.
Willa, Kendall, Camille, and Emerson shrieked with joy. They hopped up and down and hugged each other.
Oh no, thought Ashton, horrified. That scary horse is coming here.
Aunt Miranda said, Mr. Louie will lead his horse around the garden, and you and the kids who come to your carnival can take turns having rides. The horse's name is Thunderstorm.
Thunderstorm? Ashton thought. She felt as though she had thunder in her stomach, and her hair was standing straight on end like lightning bolts coming out of her head.
thunderstorm, explained the other girls delightedly. We saw Mr. Louis' horse when we visited his farm, said Kendall. It was dark gray, like a thundercloud, all over except for a white streak on its nose that looked like lightning. Thunderstorm is the perfect name for Mr. Louis' horse, and Thunderstorm will be right here in our garden at our carnival, said Emerson, clasping her hands together.
And we'll get to ride him, said Willa.
How exciting! After Miranda left, Emerson turned to Ashlyn. You must be the happiest of all, Ashlyn, she said. You've already met Thunderstorm, haven't you?
Yes, said Ashlyn. The other girls were so pleased and excited.
How could she talk them out of inviting that awful horse to their carnival?
Ashlyn took a deep breath and said, I don't think that's a good idea to bring a horse into our garden.
It'll stop on the flowers and tear the leaves off branches and pull up clumps of grass. It'll scare carrots, and big horses scare little kids too. You don't know what a real horse is like. We've read a lot about real horses, said Emerson. So we do know a lot about them.
Well, I'm the only one here who's actually met a real horse, Austin said, snatching Snowflake away from Kendall. She stamped her foot.
I'm tired of you all thinking that you know more than I do about horses, she said furiously. That's it! I am not coming to the carnival!
What? Wailed Willa. You can't do the carnival without you. It won't be any fun if you weren't there, said Kendall.
We'll miss you so much, and you'll miss my puppet show, added Emerson, waving at the puppets at Ashlyn, who turned away and started to leave.
Please, Ashlyn, Camille called after her. Wait! But it was too late. Ashlyn had stormed off.